Sending waste to landfills is more expensive than it seems, a recycling advocate told Michigan lawmakers recently. It costs money to store and manage trash. It also takes valuable material like plastic and aluminum out of the supply chain and away from manufacturers who could reuse it. Michigan Recycling Coalition Executive Director Karen O'Brien told the legislators, a package of bills recently introduced in the State House aims to flip that equation by rewriting Michigan's solid waste law to emphasize recycling and composting material over sending it to landfills. The bills aim to increase the state's recycling rate, provide curbside or drop-off recycling for almost every Michigander, and strengthen oversight of landfill and composting facilities. Now, those are some of the nuts and bolts details, and to discuss this in more detail, back for another appearance on the program, Karen O'Brien, that before mentioned executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Karen, welcome back.
Hi, Russ. Thanks for having me.
And joining us today also is the Michigan Environmental Council Policy Director, Sean Hammond. Welcome, Sean.
Glad to be here.
And Michigan Chemistry Council Executive Director, John Dolmas. Hi, John.
Hi, Russ. Thank you.
John, let's start with you first, because it's pretty obvious from the names of the organizations for which Karen and Sean work, but why does the Michigan Chemistry Council care about improving the state's recycling rate?
Thanks, Russ. Yeah, the business of chemistry is involved with so many different materials that are used every day and throughout our economy. Chemicals are used to produce automotive parts, construction materials, and especially packaging through things like plastics. And our companies are responding to a lot of trends out there in the marketplace and demand and their own sustainability goals to advance what they call circularity. And that is just ensuring that the materials that they produce and that we use every day are reused throughout the economy many times through recycling and other processes instead of just being landfilled.
So Karen, let's go back to you and just sort of give us a state of recycling in Michigan. What are some of the issues the bills are designed to address?
Yeah, so current state law says that, you know, Michigan, basically counties, have to demonstrate that they have enough disposal capacity to meet the needs of 100% of the waste that's produced in that county. And so our solid waste laws are really kind of keyed into making sure that we have the disposal capacity needed rather than the capacity of kind of other methodologies like recycling and composting to more productively manage that waste. And, you know, frankly, we've been more focused on siting and ensuring, you know, landfill capacity that we're really not investing in using our materials more productively. Since the legislature back in 2018 put money into recycling, however, policy needs to follow through on making sure we have the kind of framework that we really need in place to assure that we can step up to do more recycling and composting.
Sean, what about you? What's the state of recycling in your mind, and what are these bills going to do?
You know, right now, the state of Michigan recycling is poor. We compare very poorly to not only our neighbors, but the whole country. We're looking at about a 15 to 18% recycling rate. That's the lowest in the Great Lakes and one of the lowest in the countries, which is really disappointing given that we were a leader in recycling at one point with the passage of the bottle bill 40 years ago. And then with the city of Ann Arbor starting up a single stream recycling program right in the early days of that systems. So These bills really want to have Michigan retake the lead in managing solid waste and recycling differently. And these bills, to me, really do that by flipping county planning on its head. Instead of looking at just solid waste capacity, as Karen noted, now we're looking at recycling and composting capacity as well. And how do we site those facilities? And how do we work towards our materials management goals and our materials utilization goals and our recycling rate goals. So we're not just, again, looking at landfill capacity. We're looking at how are we managing all our materials? How are we diverting waste from landfills and giving incentives for those counties that work towards those goals?
And John, from your perspective, what's the state of recycling and what do you like about these bills?
I think, as the others mentioned, Michigan certainly has a lot of room for improvement. We do have a very strong container recycling program that does well with those materials. But a lot of the other materials that are out there, plastics, metals, cardboard, glass, things that we use every day, Michigan is putting a lot of it into the landfill. I think there's been studies showing that hundreds of millions of dollars of value every year of materials gets landfilled in our state. And again, as companies that are part of the supply chain and producing all that, we want to see that stuff return to valuable use. And in fact, there are a lot of companies out there that are looking for these kind of materials, and they want to meet recycling goals of 50% or more recycled content in their products. And Michigan can play a big part in making that happen, but only if we get our act together and get recycling more universal across the state, get everybody educated on what they can recycle and the best way to do that, and have our counties be part of the process and making sure that there are the facilities there, the infrastructure is there, and that we are not just putting things in the ground responsibly, which is a very low use and ultimately not very sustainable.
Karen, maybe you want to say a little bit more specifically what these bills are designed to do.
Well, Sean mentioned about county solid waste planning will now be called county materials management planning. So the federal government put the responsibility for planning for waste management on the states. Michigan put it on counties. So counties have to convene conversations with all of their local government partners, townships and municipalities, as well as local businesses that provide, you know, for these services or benefit from these services in some way. And it's these conversations between public and private sector partners that will give way to new opportunities and investments that take us far beyond waste. And so there's a package of six bills, and each bill kind of deals with a different set of issues. The first bill is really about definitions and goals. And then the other parts of the bills are either about planning or about how we regulate composting and recycling facilities, how we need to regulate and manage landfills and the gas that is created at these landfills. And then finally, how we incentivize counties and municipalities to provide recycling services. So one of the things that one of these bills puts in place are benchmark recycling standards. And so this is a way that we actually see the rubber meeting the road. If communities and residents and even businesses don't have access to recycling programs, it's really difficult to raise our recycling rate. So we start this whole process by making sure that we have adequate access to these programs, and we're bolstering collection opportunities and then the processing of this material. So we're pulling out as much of the material from households and businesses as we can. And so we're also, grants and funding will be made available to develop the infrastructure necessary, and also to create necessary markets in Michigan. If I can give you an example, Emmett County up in the Petoskey area, they are able to sell their recyclables, 90% of their recyclables, to in-state manufacturers. And that's something we'd certainly like to see more of. There's a lot of our recyclables right now that go outside of Michigan and, in fact, go overseas, and even in the recent past, went to China for processing and production into products. If we can demonstrate here in Michigan that we have an ample supply of this recycled material, then we can actually attract businesses that want to use that material, and we can incentivize current Michigan businesses to add recycled material and use it as feedstock for new products right here in Michigan. We do have many manufacturers already here in Michigan that commit and require and depend on recycled materials to do their job. So these bills set up the policy framework, they provide the right incentives, they get the public sector to plan, and they assure that the investments they're putting in place then actually result in good business opportunities that then fuel further investment. So an important kind of systemic change for what we've been seeing.
Well, Karen, our mutual friend Tom Emmerich talks about the four E's of recycling success: education, ease, efficiency, and economically viable markets for the recycled materials. So I guess I would like to ask you each two, and maybe we'll just stay with you and start, Karen. How can the average citizen sort of help not only contribute to maybe these bills getting some more visibility, but sometimes recycling can be so daunting? What would your advice be for all of us to sort of be better recyclers?
That's a great question. First and foremost, it's really about paying attention to what you can recycle in your local program. And so, you know, put on your refrigerator what's acceptable and what's not. And, you know, don't put something in your recycling bin that's really not supposed to to go there. Yes, many things can be recycled, but there's only a subset of materials that can be put in your curbside recycling bin or accepted at your drop-off. Other things can be recycled, like, for example, you know, plastic bags, but they go back to the retail store. Meijer or Kroger or wherever you do your shopping will take back those bags for recycling. So it's really important to clue into, you know, where material can be accepted, and, you know, don't send them garbage that only degrades the whole process. We, the industry, really certainly needs to be better at providing the right kind of information and educating consumers about, you know, who, what, how, why, and where. And we, these bills do provide funding to do that and also requirements to do that. So I expect we'll get better with education. But this is a really effective way that residents can participate in doing something helpful for the environment. And if we can get better at it on an even larger scale, we can reduce all the environmental impacts that go along with producing and consuming in this kind of modern lifestyle.
And Sean Hammond, what do you want us to all be more aware of when it comes to recycling, and how can we do it better?
You know, I think Karen handled a lot of the how to recycle better. And I think, you know, the state's already working on this with the Recycling Raccoons advertising campaign, and local governments hopefully can pick up on some of that with this new planning system. But one of the things that, you know, I think we'd encourage everyone to do is just look at what you're consuming to start with, and try to figure out and buy more reusable and recyclable products. So a lot of times things that you might think of as recyclable aren't really. So for example, you know, plastic silverware is made of a plastic that you would probably think is recyclable. It's often not. The whole system that we have is based on consuming products and throwing them away. That's how we've dealt with our waste for forever in this country. And what we really need to do is look at what we're buying, how we're buying it, how we're using it to better buy recyclable materials, to better buy recycled materials, and send those market signals. We've seen success in this. For example, the Last Straw campaign, where McDonald's has ditched single-use plastic straws in a lot of places and gone to paper or compostable products. So there's options out there. And as consumers, we need to be better in buying those options that are recyclable or compostable or contain recycled materials. To start with, even to help drive the economic piece of everything.
And John Dolmas, what are your thoughts on recycling in general as we move forward?
Yeah, I would affirm a lot of what Karen and Sean both stated, and say that there is a lot of good resources out there to help make it easier to recycle from your local recycling center or hauler that is picking up your materials to understand exactly what should go in the bin. A lot of products now additionally have very specific labels about how to recycle and what can go and where, and that can help make that process easier. I would also say at the local level that you should just speak up with your waste hauler, with your township or county or city, whoever is responsible for managing those things. We've seen in recent years and even during COVID that sometimes those local governments and municipalities cut back on recycling when the costs go up a little bit. They feel like that's not something that the citizens would want to support. And I think it's very important that citizens make their voice heard at the very local level, just to say that recycling is something that's important, not only to individuals and to our state's well-being, but also to industry, to businesses that are out there. And we can all support this going forward, so we can not only maintain the recycling programs we have, and Karen has pointed out some of those that have been very successful, but also to expand those. And this legislation, of course, is very bipartisan, and it's on its way in the House of Representatives, and we hope that it can be signed into law later this year.
Well, thanks to all three of you for telling us more about it. Is there anything else any of you'd like to add?
Gosh, I'll say that our, you know, solid waste laws are really 23 years old, and they were developed at in a different time when we were more concerned with, you know, filling up our landfills and then where were we going to put landfills. But what we're finding now is that we've got plenty of disposal capacity. What we don't yet have the capacity for is to use all of these resources that are already circulating in our economy to their maximum benefit. And that's really what we're trying to do. And I think that everybody in the legislature, many people in the legislature, see that and get that. And so, you know, if you want to weigh in with your state legislature about your opinion, this would be a good time to do that.
Discussing the state of recycling with me were Michigan Recycling Coalition Executive Director Karen O'Brien, Michigan Environmental Council Policy Director Sean Hammond, and Michigan Chemistry Council Executive Director John Dolmas, and I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.